brought to you by Penguin.
Finding Peace by Lama Yeshe Losel Rinpoche. Read by Bert Seymour. Foreword. Many years ago, while giving talks at some of the Samye Dzong Buddhist centers in Europe, I explained some key aspects of the Buddha's teachings on meditation. I instructed people on how to sit in the correct meditation posture, how to proceed with taming their minds, and how to develop loving kindness and compassion for themselves and others. Some of my students transcribed these talks and made them into the first edition of this book, which was called Living Dharma. I am delighted to now share with you an updated version of the book, with the new title, Finding Peace. This book is not based on my academic knowledge of Buddhist philosophy. It is the fruit of many years' experience of sincere meditation. It springs from the understanding I have gained through the practice of meditation and deals with the practical application of the Buddhist teachings to everyday life. When the book was first published, lots of people were interested in learning meditation. But now I find that need has dramatically increased as our world has grown more hectic. Many people struggle with the busy pace of life, leading to stress and emotional turmoil. Their minds are busy with distracting thoughts and disturbing emotions, making their lives very difficult and causing a great deal of inner and outer conflict. People might think there is no solution to this problem, but to me the remedy is clear. Learn how to meditate. When your mind is in a disturbed state, it is very hard to meditate. So it is important to learn how to train the mind when you are feeling okay. Then you will have the ability to settle and calm the mind, as well as to accept things, no matter how difficult they may seem. This book is broken into short, digestible sections so that you can read and absorb the advice easily, putting the instructions into practice and feeling confident in each step before moving on. Meditation is my speciality, and I've devoted a good deal of my life to practicing it. I know it well, and I have experience in stabilizing the mind and showing others how to do the same. My knowledge comes from the Tibetan Mahamudra lineage, which gives comprehensive instructions for every stage of development, suitable for every kind of person and situation. During the process of writing this book, I always kept in mind the example of the golden statue. If we polish it too much, the gold wears away. Consequently, I have made sure that at every stage of its evolution, the text of the book retained my original meaning, even though my broken English may have been a little bit mended. I am confident that if you follow what is described in this book, it will be possible to learn to meditate properly, stage by stage. Then, if you practice meditation regularly, you will be able to deal with difficult feelings and a troubled state of mind, which we all experience at some point in our lives. Maybe you are already experiencing negative, intrusive thoughts, or maybe you want to learn more about yourself, the world, and to fortify your mind against those thoughts in the future. No matter what you might be feeling, by practicing meditation you will come to see that the thoughts that cause you suffering are no more than part of the mind itself, and you can develop the skill to master that mind and find true peace and happiness. Choye Lama Yeshe Losel Rinpoche. Our Hidden Potential, Buddha Nature. The subject of this book is Buddhism and how to apply Buddhist principles to make your life happy and meaningful. Nowadays, some people are put off by just hearing the word religion, but Buddhism is not so much a religion as a philosophy or a way of life. Buddhism is timeless, very progressive, and fits the ideas of this 21st century perfectly. When searching for spiritual values, many people look for something very fresh and new, and think that Buddhism, which has been around for about 2,500 years, is too old. But that is not true. Buddhism is the freshest thing you'll ever come across, because the mind is constantly fresh, and the Buddha is talking about nothing other than our state of mind. He teaches that everything, whatever we experience, good or bad, happy or sad, all happens through states of mind. He's talking about our own minds. So how could we ever get anything fresher than that? Buddhism teaches about equality, that differences in race, culture, tradition, and belief do not really matter. The fundamental teaching in Buddhism is that everybody has the opportunity and possibility.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?